From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Turkish voters have approved a referendum granting sweeping new powers to President Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Dorian Jones explains what the yes vote will mean.
The constitutional amendments also include ending the official neutrality of the president, allowing him to lead a political party. The presidency will also have the power to dissolve parliament and greater powers for appointing high court judges, including the constitutional court.
Officials say the referendum, dubbed as the most important in the history of the 84-year-old republic, was passed despite weeks of polling predicting a very close outcome. The U.S. vice president is in South Korea amid the uproar caused by North Korea's failed missile test launch from the port city of Simpo. Mark Lauder is the press secretary to the vice president, and he told VOA that Mr. Mike Pence has several goals while in Asia, but mainly unification against South Korea.
Well, the vice president is going to bring about and talk about the collaboration that we have between our two countries in confronting the global threat that is posed by North Korea. Obviously, you know, the U.S.-Korean alliance, it's ironclad in its defense, and the global community needs to stand up, and we see it standing up to confront the threat that is placed by North Korea, and that's something that will definitely be a topic in South Korea, but also in the vice president's travels all throughout the Asia-Pacific region.
And speaking in Seoul at a fellowship dinner for relatives of U.S. troops based in South Korea, the vice president said the willingness of the U.S. military members to stand firm without fear inspires the nation and also inspires the world. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Christians around the world Sunday celebrate Easter, the day they believe Jesus arose from the dead. VOA's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Easter dawned in Jerusalem with the sunrise service at the Garden Tomb, where worshipers sang hymns of the resurrection. The setting is biblical. The scriptures say Jesus was buried in a garden and facing an ancient empty tomb carved into a rock, the congregation proclaimed that the Lord is risen. A short time later, bells summoned worshipers to Easter Mass at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. A fragrant cloud of incense rose into a golden rotunda inside the cavernous church as priests in festive robes chanted the Easter liturgy.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster arrived in Kabul Sunday for talks with Afghan leaders on security matters and to assess the situation for American troops on the ground. And, of course, he talked about the threat of terrorism.
No one should support the Taliban. No one should support armed resistance against the Afghan government and the Afghan people. And so what we would like is all countries in the region to play a productive role, a positive role, and to help the Afghan people rather than to try to perpetuate this very long conflict.
And McMaster arrived in the country just days after the U.S. military struck the stronghold of Islamic State in a province bordering Pakistan with what American officials said was the largest non-nuclear bomb ever used in combat. An apparent car bombing attack on a bus convoy in Syria has killed dozens of people set for evacuation from two besieged towns in the northern part of the country. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Sunday at least 112 people had died in the attack, with the death toll expected to rise. Most of the victims were believed to be residents of two Shiite villages that had been surrounded by Islamists for months. Crowds of protesters gathered for tax marches across the United States Saturday to emphasize their feelings about U.S. President Donald Trump's refusal to release his tax record, saying it only proves the president has something to hide. Several people were arrested in Berkeley, California, after dueling protest groups threw bottles, cans, and punches at one another. Protesters gathered in more than 100 cities, including New York, Los Angeles, Washington, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Some marchers in various cities carried a mascot symbolizing their cause, an inflatable chicken nicknamed Chicken Don. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.